gentlemen, we've got a fresh case of female solipsism for you today. Spock Lily 22, which that's an important point. We're going to come back to that in a second. Please read. If you don't match, then it's a deal breaker. I am a single mom looking for a guy over 6'3". No exceptions. Stable housing and income. Likes kids. Who is open to the idea of marriage and wants more kids. Is intelligent. Has a good family and all. Also looking for someone who can help me make my dreams come true. Okay, well, as we know, Spock Lily is in for a rude awakening. Now, she will not have too much difficulty finding a partner, but the quality of that partner and the duration of that partnership are the two variables that will really weigh her down and keep her locked into poverty for the most part. You know, she's not going to find it too difficult to find a temporary lay, an easy lay, but she is not going to find any of this that she just described. So right now, from a quick Google search, I looked up height statistics in America, and 3.9% of men in America are 6'2" or taller. So she's just reduced her search criteria to the absolute smallest minority of men. So assuming she finds the 4% of men who are 6'3" on Tinder looking for a single mother, which, you know, let's be realistic here. I can't say for certain how big that percentage is of that demographic of taller guys, because as I was saying yesterday, like, there's plenty of tall simps who should be doing much better than they're acting. Stable housing and income. So now she's just narrowed her search results even more. Who likes kids? Yeah, you better like her kid, because that's going to be the top priority in her life at all times. Which I never understood guys who date single mothers. Like, you're knowingly signing up for something. You're knowingly going for a girl who's openly saying you're going to be number two always, no matter what happens. Wants more kids. So you have to be open to the idea of marriage and having more kids. So her baby daddy wasn't open to the idea of marriage. You know, he got to have all the fun. I'd say none of the consequences, but she's probably getting child support from him too. So, her baby daddy wasn't open to marriage, but you better be. And don't you forget it. Want more kids, is intelligent. That is supremely subjective. How do you quantify that? How would she quantify this? Because she doesn't seem to be the most intelligent person if she's getting impregnated and is a single mother at 22 years old. Now look at that picture. That does not look like a 22 year old woman. So, I mean, she's not aging well already, and she's already setting all these high demands at 22. Has a good family. So not only do you have to be over 6'3", at least, so 3.9% of the male population in America, you also have to have the stable housing and income. She wasn't specific on that, so that gives her some leeway. But you also have to be accepting of her kids and want more. So you got to wife her up. She's not here for hookups, fellas. Intelligent, don't know how the fuck she's going to quantify that. So I guess be a bookworm or something, okay? I guess you have to be able to converse on her level for her interests. So you got to know stuff about the stuff that interests her. Not worldly politics, not geopolitics, not philosophy, not questioning metaphysical concepts. You know, none of these things really fucking interest her. You just got to know, you know, the specifications. You know, if you know the tech specs of the new iPhone that comes out, you know, that'll get her panties wet. And you have to come from a good family. Like, how the fuck do you have control over that? You know, you don't have control over your height, and you don't have control over the people that are in your family. So this is just, I had to share this because it's such a dumb profile. And it just shows, like, it's female solipsism to the max, to the absolute extreme. Completely unrestricted, unhinged from reality, totally unrealistic, but it's not unlike most women. Women have naturally solipsism. because they're on a different level intellectually, you know, spiritually. It is something that's not really talked about often. And I'm looking through older literature so I could have some more classical citations for this stuff. But, you know, this used to be common knowledge. Like, you know, I'm not going to go to a woman for, like, advice on philosophy or life philosophy or purpose or anything like that. You know, they operate in the material realm. You know, they require things. If you look at this, like, these are all requirements that operate in the physical realm, materially, not like spiritually, not, you know, who you are as a person. You have to be physically 6'3". You have to have the money. You have to have the house. You have to accept her children from another man. You have to wife her up. She needs the ring on her finger. She needs that certificate. She needs to hold that gun to your head and hold you hostage in that relationship. And you have to make her dreams come true, whatever the fuck that means. But I can guarantee you it's something material. Clothes, housing, vacations, all that shit. So it's this is the state, you know, this is what's waiting for you out there. You know, and I'll be honest, like, there's not an entirety of corrupted, nasty women like this, but the percentage of girls that are actually tolerable is so small. And so I just advise, like, if you find one that's tolerable and cool, you can hang out and date her or something. Obviously, don't wife her up or do anything stupid. But, you know, I don't have any advice on how to find those. I would just say, you know, definitely has to come from a stable household. So if their parents are divorced, if she grew up in a single parent household, she's fucked up in the head. You know, and it's just this is the majority. You know, so I don't blame any guys who are full monk mode because, frankly, it's not worth the effort. Like, those few girls that I've dated that are actually cool, like, I didn't go out of my way to search or find anything. You know, I just happened to stumble upon it. So it was no searching on my part. And, you know, if you're actively out there, like, trying to search, which is normal and healthy, you know, if you're a young dude, get out there and do what you want to do. This is what's waiting for you. This is what's out there. So, you know, the dating sites are cancer. Get off the dating sites. You know, unless you're looking for something super simple and basic, that's all they're for, because that's all the candidates have to offer, is just basic mentalities, you know, and not even attractive at all. You're not going to see 8s, 9s, 10s on these things. You know, they're only going to swipe for Chads. And, you know, if you're feeling cynical, go ahead and find some pictures of a Chad guy, put it on a fake Tinder profile, and see what you get. Like, that'll make you cynical. But, you know, if I was all these things in this description, 6'3", stable household income, all these things, why the hell would you settle for a 22-year-old single mother? You know, you have your pick of the litter, and you're going to pick this used-up leftover woman, as the people in China would say. In China, if you're, like, I think it's 24 and up and not married, they call you a leftover woman. And, you know, say what you want about China. There's a lot to say about China, but they how they try to keep their women in check, that they're doing a good enough job. It's not helping their fertility, though, you know, their birth rate, but that's a separate discussion. Anyways, yeah, this is just another exhibit for the case that the internet has so wonderfully provided us of female solipsism. And dating sites and social media and this interconnectedness definitely, I think, hit women harder than it hit men. Like, obviously, everyone's attention spans has been crippled by all these new technologies and stuff. But I think the rewiring of the brain via technological addictions and usage, there's real research on that. Maybe I'll make a video later that talks about it, but I really do think it hit women way harder than it hit men, because it's totally rewired their options, because now they actually think, since I have this thing in my pocket that can connect me to not only men in my immediate vicinity, but all across the state and even all across the world, you know, now I can set my standards and expectations abnormally high out of something that normally I would have been restricted to my local options. Now I have the world at my feet, at my fingertips. So yeah, that's definitely done a number on women and their expectations and what they're actually going to get in reality. So we'll continue to observe this. These are always fun to look at, fucking stupid, crazy thoughts on social media. So till next time, guys, avoid the single mothers. It's not worth it. It's not worth the time, even for a casual lay. Have a good one. I'll see you on the next video.